Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Quick historical note for you. Ray Reed, the director of the Montana Military Museum, sent me over a note the other day and reminded me this morning that today marks the 70th anniversary of the invasion by North Korea of the Republic of South Korea, which would signal the beginning of the Korean War, of course, that in 1950, it was June 25th, 1950, and went until late July of 1953, thousands of Montanans serving in Korea, including my grandfather. We're actually celebrating his 90th birthday here in a few weeks. So if you know somebody that served over there, thank them today. It's a special day. We're jumping now into Coffee Break, and we're starting off the show with Dr. Nicole Clark. She is a neurologist at St. Peter's Health. Doctor, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Could you explain to folks just what it is that a neurologist sort of does every day at work?
So I treat and diagnose diseases of the brain, spinal cord, nerves, and muscles.
Well, that sounds fun.
It keeps life interesting.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit, it's a steady stream of this is what I do, but every case is different, right? So, I mean, every day looks a little bit different.
Yes, it does. It keeps me on my toes.
How long have you been doing this for?
So, I've been practicing after training. I've been here at St. Peter's Health for 11 years now.
Okay. So, 11 years at St. Peter's, how long total? Or have you been at St. Peter's the whole time?
I've been at St. Peter's the whole time.
Okay.
I did medical school, undergrad, University of Missouri, and then I was at the University of Utah for 5 years for residency and fellowship.
So how is it that you ended up at St. Peter's then?
Yeah, I came up to Helena, and I just loved it. I was looking for some place out here around Montana, and Helena just fit the bill. I just love the town.
Yeah. So why neurology? I mean, I ask every one of the doctors that comes in, there's so many fields that you can get into. Why is it neurology that is sort of where your career path led you?
You know, mainly because it's the most fascinating. And it's an uncharted frontier. We're learning so much. Every year we have new treatments, new diagnostic tools, and new exciting things to offer people. It's really fun, and it's always new and different.
We're talking today with St. Peter's Health. It's St. Peter's Health Day on Coffee Break, and we're starting off with Dr. Nicole Clark. She's a neurologist out there, and we were wanting to talk today about Alzheimer's. I mean, it's something that we've certainly all heard. I think we could all take a pretty good stab at defining, but can you, as the expert, explain what Alzheimer's actually is?
Sure, Troy. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, and dementia just means a progressive memory loss. So there are lots of different types of dementia. Things like multiple strokes can cause dementia, other vascular problems, frontotemporal dementia, Parkinson's can cause a dementia, or you can have Alzheimer's dementia. And that's one of the most common types.
So this impacts how many people in the country?
It's estimated over 5 million people in the U.S., and that's about 10% of people over the age of 65 who are living with the disease.
Wow. So there certainly are people in Montana, in Helena, impacted.
Many people. Many people. Yes.
So what are the symptoms that people would be able to recognize? And it sort of stands out as this is sort of one of those fence posts. There's a good chance this is Alzheimer's.
So it really is noticing progressive memory problems. Specifically, we look for things like getting lost. You drive to the store and you can't remember how to get home. Or you can't remember the streets that you've been driving for years. Or it could be forgetting the name of your next door neighbor, or forgetting dates and times. Those are some typical things that we see.
So how quick is the progression? I mean, or does that vary? Is this a case-by-case thing?
It does really vary. Usually people come in and they'll tell me that, yeah, their family noticed things a year ago, but, yeah, the past 6 months they've noticed they're just having more trouble. So it's usually a couple of years before they come in to the doctor.
Okay. And you mentioned some, but are there sort of standard risk factors, or is this something that really can impact anyone?
It really can impact anyone, and it tends to be the older you are, the higher the chance of Alzheimer's, and there is a genetic component to it. So if it runs in your family, you're at a higher risk.
Okay. And there is something called early onset Alzheimer's as well, isn't there?
There is. Excellent question. And early onset Alzheimer's affects people in their 40s and 50s. And that is a genetic condition.
Okay.
And that we can test for and actually identify if you are prone to developing it early.
So how common is that? I mean, I'm guessing it's less common than just the run-of-the-mill Alzheimer's.
Much less common, luckily. The typical Alzheimer's, again, tends to be more common 60s, 70s, and 80s is when we tend to diagnose it.
Okay. Are the symptoms the same, though? I mean, it's just we're looking, the only big difference is the age?
Yeah, the biggest difference is the age. Unfortunately, early onset Alzheimer's tends to be a little more aggressive. It progresses a little bit faster. But the age is the big difference.
Okay. Dr. Nicole Clark is our guest on Coffee Break today. She's a neurologist at St. Peter's Health, and we're talking Alzheimer's. Are there warning signs for folks that maybe they haven't been diagnosed, but there might be something wrong? I mean, you mentioned some of them is just forgetfulness. But how do we know that's not just forgetfulness, right? I mean, some of us, myself, I tend to be a little bit forgetful sometimes. But that's just forgetfulness. How do we know the difference?
And we all can be forgetful, especially during stressful times in our life, or if you're ill or haven't gotten enough sleep. The big factor for us is looking for that progression, that you notice things are getting worse. That's one of our biggest clues. And sometimes it really just takes time to know. And it may take us 6 months or a year and several tests to be able to tell if there is a dementia or not.
Okay. Because there are, as you said, Alzheimer's is a form, is a type of dementia. So there are other similar diseases. It might not be Alzheimer's specifically, right?
Exactly. Exactly. A dementia is kind of the broad category of any sort of progressive memory problem. And there are some, unfortunately, there are some dementias that are much more aggressive than Alzheimer's even. But Alzheimer's is the most common type.
Okay. So what are the key differences? I mean, what is it that's different between the different forms of dementia?
Mainly it's about what part of the brain is affected. So Alzheimer's causes plaques in the brain that keeps the nerves from talking to each other. And it mainly affects the top part of your brain versus some types of dementia that affect the frontal lobes more.
And this is when we talk about Alzheimer's, this is a progressive disease, right? I mean, this is going to, over time, it is going to get worse.
It is going to get worse. We have medications that slow down the progression for Alzheimer's. And it slows the curve, if you will, but it doesn't stop it, and it does continue to progress. And unfortunately, even though there is a lot of research going on, so far we don't have anything that stops or reverses the disease.
Yeah, so but can we slow symptoms at the very least, it sounds like?
We can. So there are a couple of medications that we use. And it slows down that progression so it doesn't get worse as quickly.
Neurologist Dr. Nicole Clark, our guest today on Coffee Break. We've got a little bit of time left with her. And do you have any advice for those who know someone with the disease? I'm assuming there's quite a few people in the listening audience that do.
Yes, and there certainly are a lot of people out there. You know, we all know somebody who has been affected by the disease. What I would advise is we need to focus on the caregivers. This is a horrible disease to live with and go through, and very frustrating for patients. But we need to take care of our caregivers. It is a very hard job. Everyone needs help. And caregiver burnout is a huge issue. So, you know, I tell my patients' families all the time, you have to take care of yourself so you can take care of your loved one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned caregiver burnout. I mean, that I imagine just what it sounds like. I mean, you just sort of, you're trying to take care of all of your responsibilities, and there's something else on top, and it's getting worse every day. And I mean, I guess people can probably understand how that can just get to somebody over time.
It is. When you're concerned 24 hours a day for your loved one's safety, and you're concerned that they may wander outside of the house or try to use the stove and set a fire, and you're concerned about safety all the time, it wears you out quickly. And I always tell people it's not a matter of if you need help. It's go get help. Mm-hmm. Get respite care. That's what we call it when you get a break. And there are some great day programs in Helena, and people can come into your home to help you have some time for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, they can kind of just get to the end of their rope, and there is a need for self-care, and it's not a sign of failure, right? It's not a sign that I'm not doing a good enough job. It's just going to happen.
Absolutely. You know, as Montanans, we're tough and independent, and we feel like we can take care of it, and I hear that quite a bit. I should be able to do it by myself. But no one can. You shouldn't be able to do it by yourself. And you need to get some assistance, and assistance is out there.
Yeah. So what might that look like? I mean, when we say assistance, that's obviously a very broad term. What does that mean for somebody?
Sure. So certainly we look at the respite services of things. It could look like having your loved one stay in one of the memory units for a week so you can go to a family reunion. Or it could be someone coming into your home for a few hours a week so you can do shopping and go out to lunch with a friend. And you can do that without worry of what's happening at home or that your loved one is not going to be safe.
Yeah. So go ahead, Doctor.
Oh, sorry. Also, we know that planning is very important, and it can take a lot of the stress off. So planning in terms of a medical power of attorney, a legal power of attorney, financial planning for the future can really give you a sense of peace and feel you can feel proactive about caring for someone with dementia.
Yeah. So before I let you go, where is the best place to go to find out about these kind of resources to get more information?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we have a couple of support groups here in town, but the best central location to start with, there's a website from the Alzheimer's Association that is very good. It is www.alz.org. www.alz.org, and they have a terrific set of resources for patients, caregivers, and friends and acquaintances of patients.
And they can direct you, it's obviously a national website and an organization, but they can direct you to somebody here locally.
Yes, they can.
Okay. Dr. Nicole Clark is a neurologist out at St. Peter's Health. Doctor, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me on you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got more with our friends from St. Peter's Health coming up after the break. We've got Jackie Smith. We're talking Family Fun Fest coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning, and we've got a great finish to the show. We've got Jackie Smith. She is a public relations specialist out at St. Peter's Health. Jackie, how are you? It's been a little bit since you've been in.
I know. It's been a little while. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, you've been in, I guess, a few times, but just not behind the mic.
I know. This is a totally new realm for me. I'm usually on the other side.
Right. So can you, I guess, since it's been a bit, can you reintroduce yourself to everybody? Let them know just who you are and what it is you do.
Yeah, no problem. So, like Troy said, my name is Jackie Smith. I work in public relations and marketing at St. Peter's Health here in Helena. My job is working really closely with our senior management team and the rest of my team to help engage our employees and kind of let them know what's going on throughout the health system and throughout the community. And it's really a really fun job. I've really enjoyed working there. I've been there for a little over a year and a half, and St. Peter's has been, on this great journey, and it's been really fun to be a part of it. So.
Yeah. Well, and we're chatting Family Fun Fest today. I guess, can you explain first off what Family Fun Fest is in general? I mean, because we know that this year is going to look a little bit different, but just overall in, maybe last year, what was Family Fun Fest?
Yeah. So Family Fun Fest is a family event. We've been doing it a little over 10 years, and it's a health and wellness event for kids and families, and last year it included a one-mile fun run through Centennial Park, and then they go through the tunnel down into the Great Northern Town Center after, and there's a huge health and wellness activity fair, and we engage lots of different organizations and nonprofits from across Helena to do fun activities with kids. It's just a free event that kind of got families out during the summer and engaging with these organizations and just also learning more about ways that they can stay healthy throughout the year. And it's just a fun event that we can do for our community.
Yeah. And so this year, like so many other things, it looks a little bit different, but you didn't want to just scrap Fun Fest and say, you know what, it's just not going to work. You kind of reinvented it. Right?
Yeah. So this year, with everything going on with COVID and the physical distancing guidelines and all that good stuff that's going on as well, we were like, okay, how can we still engage these families and have this event without physically having this event in the Great Northern Town Center? Mm-hmm. So we put our heads together and we came up with a way to still engage these families, and that's by doing a community-wide bingo card.
Yeah, who doesn't like playing bingo?
Exactly. I mean, kids love bingo. I love bingo. So it's a card that we put together with our partners at Pacific Source Health Plans, and we reached out to all of the people and all the organizations that we would have worked with anyway for the normal Family Fun Fest, and we're creating this bingo card, and we're asking each of these organizations to come up with an activity and that kind of matches their mission and kind of what they're about. And this bingo card will be available throughout the whole month of August, so families can play throughout the whole month. And once you get a bingo, you'll be able to turn in your bingo card at the end of August for a chance to win some really great prizes from local businesses.
Okay. So what were the discussions like sort of ahead of time going, how do we do this? I mean, it must have been a fairly lengthy set of discussions of trying to figure out what this was going to look like.
We kicked around a couple different ideas, and it more was like, how can we do this in a responsible way while also engaging these families and encouraging them to still get out? We live in Montana. We live in mm-hmm. a great community. So it was mostly just how can we make sure that, too many families aren't showing up at one location at the same time. So, you know, we had thought maybe like a scavenger hunt or something along those lines. But with bingo, it helped us to have, you know, you have 25 squares. So it would reduce the possibility of family showing up at the same spot at the same time doing the same activity. So that was kind of, you know, one thing that we had to keep in mind throughout this whole thing was just how can we still engage them and do it safely.
Yeah. Jackie Smith from St. Peter's Health is our guest this morning. We're talking Family Fun Fest, and it looks a little different this year. We're playing Family Fun Fest bingo. Who is this for? I mean, I know that's a broad question, but I think it's probably a broad answer, right?
Yeah, it is a broad answer. It's for families and kids of all ages. Anybody can play. There's no really huge age restrictions. I think that there's some activities on the board that are easier than others or things like that. So it really just depends on how engaged each kid is, and maybe some parents need to help them out a little bit too. So
yeah, parents, you can help out. You can't do it. You can't make that science fair project for them. They've got to do the work. But this is really something that has, it sounds like, things for everyone. I mean, do you have some examples of things that people are potentially going to be doing in August?
I do. So we have a lot of really fun activities. That's actually been one of the most fun part of this so far, was reaching out to all of those organizations and asking them to come up with something that, one, was free and something that was local. And so an example that we had is we have some really great partners with Prickly Pear Land Trust, and their activity is take a hike around 10 Mile Creek Park. So you can, you know, you can cross off that activity once you get that done. Our foundation team at St. Peter's Health, we're also engaging some of our departments that would have been involved with Family Fun Fest. Our foundation team is going to put seeds into, we're going to have a backpack that kids can pick up and whatnot, but they're going to put seeds in there, and the goal for their activity is to find a pine cone so that you can make a bird feeder with these seeds.
Okay.
Some other things are like Helena Youth Soccer Association. There's this juggle a soccer ball with your feet. Try to get five or more before the ball drops. What are some other ones?
I have a better shot at making a pine cone bird feeder.
Well, you never know. See, that's why there's so many options to get a bingo. Our skin safety team at St. Peter's says check the UV index before going out and protect your skin with clothing, sunscreen, or shelter. So it's just kind of engaging and helping people to think through, you know, fun health and wellness activities throughout Helena. And it's been really fun reaching out to everyone, and everyone's been really interested in being involved.
Yeah.
So.
Jackie Smith from St. Peter's Health, our guest this morning. We're talking Fun Fest this year. It does look a little bit different. We're getting bingo going on here in Helena. You said those cards are available through August. Where are they available at? Like, where do people pick these up at?
Yeah, so you'll be able to. So first, if you would like to register, your kid will receive a backpack full of health and wellness activities, and there'll be a drive up registration pickup the last week of July. But if for some reason you're not able to register, let's say you find out about, you know, Family Fun Fest is on the move, this community wide bingo activity game, you can access the bingo card online as well. So we'll make that available after August 1.
Okay. And it sounds like, I mean, you've said you reached out to so many different people. This is really a group effort. I mean, I know St. Peter's is sort of that central hub. You're the free square on the bingo card, but there's a whole lot of squares around you guys that make this possible.
Yep. We have some great partners. To name a few of them, like the Helena Family YMCA, Capital City Health Club, Lewis and Clark County Library Bookmobile, Lewis and Clark Public Health, Bike Walk Montana. I had already said Prickly Pear Land Trust, you know, Shodare will be involved with this, and then a number of different departments at St. Peter's Health, and then as well as Montana Radio Company.
Yeah, so many people stepping up, and I guess you could see where people go, you know what, not this year, you know, just because they're, you know, they're tired, you know, or they just not, things aren't going well or whatever, but it sounds like that didn't happen. And it's just one more example of sort of Helena stepping up and being Helena.
For sure. I think it's a great opportunity. And, you know, the prizes are even awesome. We have Big Sky Cyclery. We're going to be giving away a bike and a helmet from there. You know, if you complete your bingo card, you get entered into a drawing to win a couple of, you know, wonderful prizes. One of them also being a 6-month family pass to Capital City Health Club. There's some really great prizes out there, and all of them are promoting, you know, health and wellness and just getting active in your community this summer and doing it safely.
So when you get that line, don't quit, right? Keep filling out the spots. I mean, do you have a better shot to get bigger stuff if you fill in more spaces?
So if you get a blackout bingo, you'll have an extra ticket into the drawing. So
okay.
If you complete all your squares, we'll add another name to the hat when we're drawing prizes.
Okay, so that's what people need to do. Just fill up that card. I mean, it's got to be great to be able to see, you know, from both sides of this, to see you and your colleagues be able to pull together and say, let's make something happen. What does it look like? To come up with a plan and then see the community pull together and make it happen. I mean, you and your role, you're talking with people all the time. So it's got to be neat to see that sort of come together.
Yeah, I feel like the last couple of months, our community has always shown that, how committed we are to each other and making sure that people are taken care of throughout the year, and especially throughout a pandemic. So I think that's one thing that's always been great about Helena. Everyone always pulls together, and this event is no different. Everyone wants to be involved, and
right.
they're excited, and we're really excited as well.
And so this starts in, you said registration starts the last week of July?
So no, registration actually is open now. You'll be seeing it. You'll learn more as we kind of continue to push that out to the community. But the last day to register is July 24th, and then the last week of July we'll have pickup locations.
That's the pickup
for registrations.
Day. That's where I was.
Yep, you'll pick up your bingo cards and some goodies and all that good stuff. And then, of course, anybody can participate still throughout the month of August and start there. So
where do people do that? Do they just go online?
Yeah, so they'll go to sphealth.org/familyfunfest2020. And, or, you know, there'll be lots of opportunities on social media to learn about it and all that good stuff. But registration's on there, and then directions to sign up, and then when you can pick up your backpack and where to drop off your completed bingo cards will all be available.
Okay. So it sounds pretty easy, pretty streamlined process here.
Oh, yeah. And everything is free. So that's even more exciting.
Yeah, we buried the lead there, didn't we?
Right?
And this is all
and,
free.
You know, one family can sign up all of their kids in one registration. So that makes it really easy as well.
So we've got like 20 seconds left. Is there somewhere people can go to learn more? Is it that same website? Is that the best place to go?
sphealth.org/familyfunfest2020.
Okay. Well, that's easy. Jackie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Like I said, this is great to be on this side. I haven't done this in a while. It's great talking with you and seeing you again. It's been a while there, too.
Yeah, it's nice to have real human beings in the studio again rather than just on the phone. That's all the time we have, though, today. We'll see you back here on the show tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.